Well, the town of Chapel Hill Economic Development has a great section of their website dedicated to showcasing exciting businesses of Chapel Hill. You can visit the site at opentobusiness.biz. And we've got the program manager for Launch Chapel Hill with us today. Dina Rousset is a self-described serial entrepreneur and mother of four. And if you know Launch Chapel Hill already, you know what a great program it is. It's one of our startup accelerator programs on West Rosemary Street, taking new startup entrepreneurial projects and giving young entrepreneurs a chance to turn those into reality. And joining us now, sponsored by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, is Dina Rousset. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me, Art.
So for those of us who don't know, tell us about Launch. It's been up and running for a few years. What does it do?
So we started in 2013, and as you said, we're a startup accelerator. So our job is to take individuals, both young as well as young at heart, because we have had entrepreneurs as old as 70,
yes,
in our program, and help them really take their scalable business idea and grow it into a company and grow that in Chapel Hill.
You said accelerator, and I know, is there a technical difference between incubator and accelerator? Or
yes, so
yeah,
an accelerator is a subset of an incubator. An accelerator offers some of the same things as an incubator, but it does it in a defined time period.
I learned so much about the difference from people coming back from the Boulder, Colorado trip last year. They were got all excited about this accelerator concept. And it's like, well, we've got all these incubators. Like, no, accelerators. This is the new thing. So
yes,
that's really cool. Okay, so how does Launch work? There's so many different ideas, potential startups, entrepreneurs, budding entrepreneurs who want to start businesses. How do they get involved in Launch, and how do you connect with the businesses?
Yes. So the way we connect with the businesses is twice a year we accept applications. We typically have about three applications for every team we're able to accept. We are working with scalable businesses. So these are folks who are looking to build a business that is national or global in scope, and the way we work with them is providing a lot of mentorship through both entrepreneurs and residents, serial entrepreneurs who have started, run, exited multiple businesses, as well as a network of mentors. We put them all in the same working space on West Rosemary, so they learn a great deal from the other entrepreneurs who are going through some of the same things as they are.
So what's it like inside Launch when you're actually working in there?
So at times it can be a little loud because we've got a lot of folks in
a small space.
But it is a very collaborative environment. We designed it purposely to provide as many collisions or meetings between folks. And it's very much a culture of work hard, but also play hard. We have a foosball table and a ping pong table and those things in there. And also an atmosphere of give back. You know, the town, the county, the university are contributing to their success. We want them to contribute to the success of the other teams that are there with them, as well as the ones who are coming behind them.
Speaking with Dina Rousset again of Launch Chapel Hill, opentobusiness.biz is the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development's website, so you can go there and find out more. LaunchChapelHill.com is Launch's
correct
website. Yep, LaunchChapelHill.com if you want to find out more about Launch specifically. So 2013 is when you opened. How many startups have you worked with since then?
So far we've had a little over 60 come through the program, and we have 10 more starting on January 16th.
Awesome. What are some of those?
So some of those, and I want to remember my list here. So Fanalytical, which is doing analytics around fan engagement.
Okay.
We've got Noise Medium, Monaco, So Good Pupusas.
Wait, what are pupusas? Oh, are those
No, they're a food.
Oh.
They're little pockets with meat in them.
Oh,
and
awesome.
It's a social venture.
Okay.
They sell those in order to fund scholarships for undocumented students.
Nice. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, what else?
What else do we have on my list?
I got the pupusa and the papoose confused with each other there
so
for a second.
So Noise Medium,
right,
which is a media startup.
Mm-hmm.
Sideline, which is a company that there are a lot of fantasy sports mm-hmm. leagues now. Instead of picking players, you pick teams in
okay.
their model. Feed Station.
Rule number one, don't pick the Browns.
Yes. Yeah. Speed Station, which works with companies to help them sell online.
Okay.
So So they've developed a set of tools that they're able to take across multiples. Jim Now is a really interesting one in that it is three former professional baseball players who left to go play professional baseball before they had done college, came back to UNC to study, and have now started a business that is geared around folks who are traveling being able to use gyms for a short period of time.
Oh.
That's the name Gym Now.
That's cool. I like that. So you're not stuck on the hotel gym with the one Stairmaster or whatever.
Yeah, now with Airbnb, more and more people are not staying in
a hotel.
They don't
even have that option.
So they don't have an access to a gym.
Really cool. I like that. There's a lot of athletics-themed ones.
There
this
are
time
in this venture. A lot of analytics, a lot of sports. We've got a company, Nanovest, which is doing crowdfunding on a small scale. Meripex, which are really short shorts for men. An apparel company.
More of that, please.
Yes. Yeah. Mech and I, which looks at taking kind of databases, and as you convert from one database to another, it's often very, very difficult. So they've developed a set of tools to help a company move from one database to another. And then our two social were So Good Pupusas and Monaco's. Monaco's is two pharmacy students who have come up with a game to help students learn the 200 drugs that they must memorize. So they use mnemonics and different tools to help memorize. They provide, you know, what the drug sounds like so they can pronounce it correctly. And then, of course, the physician scribbles it anyway.
Oh, yeah, of course, you get 30 doses of...
exactly.
Yes. But you have to recognize that and respond to it. I love how many different ideas there are. Like, those are 10, and you've had dozens already, and there's so many more, and UNC is this place where just ideas and ideas and ideas just keep coming and coming and coming, and it's so cool that we're doing those little things to make the community better and finding those areas where we need just this device or this thing or this way of connecting with each other, and people are coming up with that. That's cool.
Yeah, it's what, you know, one of the things I like best about my job, I get to work with such a wide range, you know, anything from fantasy sports to pupusas.
Very cool. So what are some of the success stories? I mean, those are the ones that are about to enter the accelerator. What are some that have graduated?
So some of the most recent successes, so our most recent cohort that is just ending now, Jury X has moved out into some offices on Rosemary Street and has about 10 people working for them in those offices. We just had Shopagon, which was also in the cohort, just finishing, get a $225,000 SBIR grant to help develop their technology. Roof is making great progress and very close to some funding. Same with WalletFi, both from our last cohort. If I think, you know, back to the beginning, some of our biggest successes have been Kiona Health, which brought in some strategic funding and expanded UConnection, which was two college students, started an app around saving money at bars and restaurants, started at one campus, grew to 17. In January of this year, we helped them in a partial sale to a private equity firm. They grew from $100,000 in sales last year to, by May of this year, they had done $3 million and were on 500 campuses. And they're doing fantastic. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So launchchapelhill.com is the website if you want to find out more about Launch. If you want to find out more about Chapel Hill's Economic Development Department, opentobusiness.biz is that website. Speaking with Dina Rousset of Launch Chapel Hill, program manager for them, what else do people need to know?
So we are not just for UNC startups.
Yes,
I think
yes.
that's one common misconception. Mm-hmm. So many of our teams do have a UNC affiliation, but not all. We're linked to the community. And as I said, we really serve a wide range of ages. Youngest team has been high school age. Oldest one has been mid-70s. You're never too early or too late to start a business.
That's really cool. So, and you can go to the website, launchchapelhill.com, find out more about the program, how to apply and get involved.
All of that is on our website.
Awesome. Dina Rousset, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And best of luck to the new cohort.